Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. We have a good episode today. This is about Fender versus Gibson. Me and my friend Ralph Hunter here, we've been discussing it for the last few minutes and airing some pretty good blues songs and trying to give you the difference between Fender or Gibson. And I'll tell you what, just for fun, yesterday I Googled it. What's better, Fender or Gibson? And here's the exact Google answer. Gibson guitars offer a warm, rich tone and are well-suited for rock and roll and metal genres, while Fender guitars provide bright, versatile tones and are more popular in blues, country, and pop. Okay, tell that to B.B. King.
I don't know that I would agree with all of that, Johnny. I think I could go out on a limb, and either I'm a Fender man, I could probably go out on a limb here and say, hey, Gibson is probably a better guitar.
Well, they're more expensive, and they're...
They are made better now.
Yeah, but just the way they're manufactured.
Exactly.
You know, and I just love those. I like had to, you know, get on Google right there, and just... That was a pretty good one, I think. But I'll tell you what, talk about... I know you were really a Tele guy, and all the Fender stuff I placed for you so far has been Stratocaster stuff. So if you want to hear some good Tele stuff, nothing better than the master of the Telecaster himself.
Not the Iceman.
The Iceman. Oh, yes. And Iceman, Mr. Albert Collins. Played every solo. He had a capo. He had alternate tunings and used nothing but his thumb and first finger.
I know. That's crazy.
I think he had a pick on each one, but I'm not sure. And, you know, all of the Three Kings. Well, of course, you know, I can't do a show without doing one of the Three Kings. But all of them are listed in the top 100 guitar players in Rolling Stone. Every one of them. So, what we're going to do here is we're going to play, I thought, you know, he has an ice picking sound. I'll talk about the ice pick. How about an ice pick from Mr. Albert Collins?
Thank you. day, baby, when the sun go down, I get with my friends and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, man, you know I ain't high.
But you're so high.
I just take a little bit every now and then.
But you're so high.
Man, you ought to be shaming yourself.
Stay drunk all the time.
Oh, come on now. Now y'all be like that. Come home last night. All lurch. Baby getting a fuss. I say, honey, hush. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
And I ain't drunk. I done told y'all I ain't drunk, man. Why y'all do this?
But you're so high.
Yeah, I just had it fun, man.
But you're so high.
What? Oh, no, I'm not.
Stay drunk all the time.
Man, I don't know why y'all talk about me like that. Too. Now let's have a little drink, just me and you. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Who, me? I ain't high, man.
But you're so high.
How y'all talk about me like this?
But you're so high.
You gotta mind your own business,
though. You
gotta watch yourself, too. You understand what I'm saying? I wanna tip you, baby. Before I go, I'll be back tomorrow night and drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking.
But you're so high.
Oh, no, you the one drunk. Look at your eyes, man.
But you're so high.
Don't you tell my lady now. Well, I ain't here, but
you're so high.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Nice man, Mr. Albert Collins. I ain't drunk. I'm just drinking. Is that a good lyric or what?
Man, that was nasty there.
That was nasty. Oh, what do you like most about Albert Collins?
That pop, that Fender pop. You could tell that he had a big influence on Robert Cray.
Yes. Yeah. And big difference really between the Strat and the Telly right there.
It is.
Well, you talk about Ice Pick. They call him the Ice Man, and that first song was called Ice Pick.
I remember you used to... They used to drive you crazy. Ralph, please turn that treble down.
Oh, my goodness.
Driving through my brain.
Yeah, the only time I liked it when you played Wipeout.
Oh, yeah.
I told the story several times, but I'm going to tell it again about, you know, Albert Collins had the 100-foot-long instrument cable, and he would walk through the clubs. You know, of course, he had a stagehand, make sure nobody tripped over the cord, and he would go out in traffic and play guitar solos. And one time, he went outside, and nobody knew where he went, and he was gone, like, you know, 2 minutes. So he came back in, and the song ended. And halfway through the next song, the pizza place next door delivered the pizza. So while he's playing a guitar solo, he walks next door and orders a pizza. He's like, how'd you like being the guy working in a pizza store?
That's a good showman there.
That's a good show. Hey, that goes to show you, those You know, I've done a lot of these about the old blues guys back in the days. And one thing they really did, they knew how to entertain.
A bluesman was an entertainer.
That's right. They had to perform. You know, a lot of the guys, you know, didn't get a chance to record as much as they wanted to. But you go see them in the club, they put on a show.
That's right. I'm proud to do it.
How about this here, Ralph? I forget the name. I think ZZ Top put on, not ZZ Top. B.B. King played between 15 and 18,000 live performances.
Wow.
The crazy thing is, the margin of error is 3,000. That's just the margin of error, 3,000.
Wow.
I mean, that's just insane. Let's get back in some humbucking here. Gibson guitars and probably the young guy who's, I guess, the torchbearer for the blues nowadays. Who do you think, Joe Bonamassa? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
And he's hot.
He is.
He's smoking Joe.
Since he came out.
Open for B.B. King at 12 years old.
Didn't you interview him one time?
Yes, I certainly did. I got my 15 minutes. I didn't get 16. I got 15, but he was a man of his word. And, you know, the story is he went out and he opened for B.B. King, and it was in the summertime. B.B. King used to pick up just a local guy in the town to open for him where he was traveling, but he liked Joe, so he took Joe kind of across the country with him. So when Joe went back to high school the next year, they said, write an essay about what you did over the summer. And the teacher gave him an F. He said, this is not supposed to be fiction.
I didn't believe his story.
Did not believe that he toured with B.B. King all summer, but he really did. You know, think about one thing here between Albert Collins and Joe Bonamassa. You know, Albert Collins always played with a capo. And this is the only song I've ever seen Joe Bonamassa play with a capo, Lonesome Road Blues. My favorite line is, I think back of better times, back when guitar strings cost a dime. Mm. Here's Joe Bonamassa with Lonesome Road Blues.
mistreat someone. Someone gonna mistreat you. You've been laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. You've been laughing, pretty baby.
Mr. Joe Bonamassa, along with Eric Clapton, live at the Royal Albert Hall. I forget what year that was, but that was shortly before I interviewed Joe Bonamassa. But he's a big Eric Clapton fan. He said, you know, he was younger. He used to watch, well, the VHS tape of Cream at the Royal Albert Hall. And then they did a reunion at the Royal Albert Hall, Cream did. And he said even when Joe Bonamassa was on tour, they would watch the Cream reunion on their tour bus driving down the road. You think about Clapton, Ralph?
Man, Clapton, I wouldn't go so far as to say Clapton is God, which they used to say in the 60s. I wouldn't say that, but he certainly is a nice piece of work there. And what a good song to compare the two sounds to.
That's awesome. Right. And that song right there, Joe Bonamassa was smoking the Gold Top Les Paul, and Eric Clapton was playing a signature Eric Clapton Stratocaster. Go figure.
what a difference. To me, the perfect, when I think humbucker, that's the perfect distortion sound, you know. And
really?
Yeah, that to me. And it's like if you could take that sound and put some spank on it and made it a little quacky, then you got that Fender.
There you go.
A little spanky and quacky.
Well, you know, whether you got the Fender P90, which is, I mean, the Gibson P90, which is kind of in the middle, I guess.
Yeah.
A little too hot, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like that right there. And Eric Clapton, it's weird because we talk about, you know, guitars, you know, what we like best. But, you know, all these guys, they don't play exclusively that. You know, Eric Clapton has a Eric Clapton signature Stratocaster you can buy. You know, they're very expensive, but he also plays Gibsons on stage every now and then. And Joe Bonamassa has his signature Les Paul.
Exactly.
And you see him playing with a Strat and a Tele too. And I guess the way he said it himself is the right guitar for the right song.
And the right sound. I know that there was a saying that Jimmy Page is Telecaster. When we first started, he was a Tele guy.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he had the humbuckers in there, but they said that Tele, that was a saying, that Tele sold more Gibsons than Gibson.
There you go. Because of the pickups in it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I just, Eric Clapton, it's hard to explain. He's morphed so much from where he started.
I was just thinking the same thing as an artist, the journey he's going through and the types of music and his playing style. And
right. He's always contemporary.
Exactly.
You know, that's difficult. You know, some bands don't change, but that's not a bad thing. Look at a rock band like AC/DC. Somebody insulted them one time, said, you've made 12 albums. You made the same album 12 times.
Yeah.
And, of course, Brian Johnson says, you can't count. We've made 13. So, you know. But, you know, he just rolls with the time. He's done a lot of movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Ralph. Hey, man, I can't thank you enough for coming to the studio today.
No, I appreciate you having me. It's always fun to see you and listen to music. That's what our friendship has been about from day one.
Making the trip down from North South Carolina.
It was a long one.
That's right. He lives in a town called North. You know, North South Carolina. Yeah, you go through a little bit of wintry weather today?
Yes, I did. They had some snow and sleet, and it was actually sticking for a few.
But you made it.
I made it.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to this show. We can't thank you enough. If you have any questions, comments, requests, even disagreements, or maybe you'd like to come in the studio and talk some blues, or come and shoot a game of pool on our pool table, you're more than welcome. We'll do this as a weekly program. We'll be back next week. Today you have listened to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7's Veterans for Freedom.